and join us again. A couple of quick announcements for you. Today is our day that we're tying knots in the quillos that are out there, so please stop. Our quillos will be given to our graduating high school seniors next week, and we invite you to tie knots in them as a way of all of us participating in folding them in our love and joy in their moving into this new area of life. Speaking of moving into a new area of life, the visitation for Marcia Ballantyne will be tomorrow night from 5 to 7 here at the church, and the funeral is Tuesday at 10 o'clock here at the church. Jim, you wanted to talk.
I just wanted to let everybody know, if you don't already, that 525 Players production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. June 8th and 9th, the 8th is Saturday night at 7, Sunday is a matinee at 3. Both performances are at Earl High School. We had the opportunity to go there through the generosity of the school. That's a very beautiful facility, and their kids get to work with the Vipers of Tech. So,
I thought you were going to say, good grief. Senate Assembly is later this week, so please keep our voting members, Michelle Knight and Preston Smith, in your prayers. Kayla Audette will also be there as a member of Senate Council, and so will I. So anyway, that's who we'll have at Senate Assembly this week in Spartanburg. Jonathan.
Morning, y'all.
Sorry.
It's all good. So please tie knots out there. And then also, there are two books of the place that you'll go, one for Carly, one for Andy. I'd like to invite you to write notes out there, so you can book it out there right after the service.
How many more Sundays do you have with us? Let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
please rise? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gives us a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us repent of our sin and be renewed in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, O God, renew the face of the earth, and give us the assurance that you have rescued us from the power of sin and made us alive in the Spirit forever. Amen. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people. Now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside guilt. Put away shame, for you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ.
Amen.
Oh,
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit we may love one another and the world you have made, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated.
Good morning. You were like a little closer if you want. A reading from Acts. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Yeah.
A reading from Revelation. And in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Worry is no laughing matter. And I mean that quite literally. I really wanted to begin this sermon with a good joke about worry, but I couldn't find any. There just aren't many good jokes about worry. Maybe it's too close to home for us to laugh at. Maybe it's too much a part of us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Now, I will tell you that when I sat down to work on this sermon, I had an idea. My idea was to list a whole bunch of worries and then to answer with that passage from our gospel where Jesus talks about giving us his peace, and then to list some more worries and answer with that passage again, and then more worry, you get the idea, so on and so on. And I thought, there's got to be somebody who has written a book called something like The Book of Worries, or something that lists scads of things people are worried about, and they've probably already divided them up into different categories, and why should I redo all that work if I can't liberate it from somewhere else? So that's when I called on my old friend Google. In the search box, I typed things to worry about. $78,900,000 sites came up. I'm not kidding. $78,900,000 sites. No, I didn't look at all of them. But I think that incredible number does say something about the place anxiety and worry has in our lives. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Some of the things that were listed that we tend to worry about were maintaining our standard of living, the cost of health care, inflation, retirement, the environment, job loss, identity theft, terrorism, crime, security, Alzheimer's disease, global warming, finances, debt, climate change, health, immigration, and more. We have deeper, more personal concerns too. How will my children turn out? Will they be happy? What about my own health? Will I be liked or at least accepted? How can I get it all done? What's next in my life? Will my spouse die and leave me alone? I even talked to somebody recently who seemed kind of worried about how much they worried about things. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Corrie Ten Boom said, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of sorrows. It empties today of strength." And an anonymous source said, "Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere." Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Jesus spoke directly to our worries. The peace he promises here isn't an absence of conflict. It's not some sort of call to avoid the world either, or to be some kind of namby-pamby doormat. Indeed, it's just the opposite. It's a call to move into the world boldly and with courage in living the faithful life. It's an assurance that through God's Holy Spirit, God is with us in all things. It's the comfort to know that we have God on our side and that we can trust in God. That's the peace that Jesus is talking about here. He's assuring us that God cares for us with an unending love, and that when our lives belong to God, our worries do too. What peace, what rest comes when we live with God in complete trust. And oh yes, that's hard to do. And many times we lay our worries at God's feet only to pick them up again ourselves. We fret, we stew, we struggle. But Jesus calls us to trust. Jesus' call is to trust in the promise of the resurrection and to rest certain in the knowledge that we belong to God. As someone once said, fret not. God loves you. Faint not. God holds you. Fear not. God keeps you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amen. Thank you. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of glory and grace, what a comfort it is to be able to lean into your care, to feel you enfold us in your arms of love, to know that you watch over us and walk before us in life. You have made us, O God, and we are yours. May our lives respond in praise and worship through all our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, great is your faithfulness. In all of life, help us to trust you more. As we struggle and wrestle with our worries and anxiety, help us to know that you are by our side, and that the power of our fears is nothing compared to the power of your love. Help us to turn our troubles over to you in complete trust. Fill our lives, O Comforter, and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, God of compassion, in so many ways we need you. Be with those who are sick, those who mourn, those who are alone, those who are afraid. Touch our world with your healing hand. Bless all those in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Savior, you died and rose that we might have freedom and life. We remember this weekend and thank you for all those who gave their lives for our nation's freedom. Thank you, O Lord, for the many who have sacrificed for our benefit. Thank you for your sacrifice given in love. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Risen One, as you
broke bread with the disciples on the shore, meet us now with this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry and tend the weary, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity,
now and forever. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ, broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love into this wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
indicator. No, it's not where it goes.
There and then that right there.
Okay. I'll get some shout and see what we get out. But I showed him this morning.
Well, they're there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Yeah, I hate, I've got an appointment Tuesday at 10. I can't be here.
I know, it's a bad time.
But I can come for the visitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so many people tomorrow night will be out on the lake.
Right. Oh, yeah. With, yeah. It's a...
It's just...
Well, you can't, you know, you can't help that. These are sure pretty, aren't they, with the red, white, and blue?